So I am excited, though, about my pick this week. They're called auto rickshaw. And no, I'm not talking about the motorized version of the traditional rickshaw, which is ubiquitous all over the streets of India and in Asia. They're actually a Toronto quartet that have been turning heads for quite a while now. And they've been getting international attention recently with the release of their latest album, So the Journey Goes. And, you know, Mark, I was getting a little tired of using the word unique, so I looked up some other ones. Actually, these all start with S. We got special, singular. How about something else? That's how I'll describe what they're doing. It's a distinctive blend of jazz and traditional Indian music. The group is vocalist Subha Shankaran, tabla player Ed Hanley, bassist Rich Brown, and exotic percussionist Patrick Graham. And who better to explain how the group came together than co-founder and the magical voice at the heart of the group, Subha herself. I reached her in Toronto in between, well, she just returned from a Canadian tour, and she's going to embark on a U.S. tour early in the year. Here she is.
It all basically came together in 2003. Ed and I were both studying in India, and we received a bunch of festival invitations across Canada. So as one artistic director said, many rupees later, we finally made it to these festivals. We were both out with the same mandate to create, interesting music that was deeply rooted in Indian classical music, but also was informed by contemporary musical styles like jazz and pop and funk and folk music and that kind of thing.
What a voice, voice, voice. That's a sample from Auto Rickshaw's latest So the Journey Goes called Manju Nihar.
All right, so how did Indian classical music come into Subha's life in the first place?
Subha has some pretty serious musical pedigree, I'm saying. Shankaran, the name itself, is a southern Indian name from Kerala, a place that really draws on a musical tradition that's ancient, thousands of years old. I asked Subha about the musicality that flows in her veins.
My father is Tucci Shankaran, who is a master drummer and professor of music at York University. He plays the South Indian mridangam, and so I studied South Indian music all my life through him and through all the visiting artists that would come in from India.
Mark, you know what makes auto rickshaw's music sound so deep and genuine is that it draws from a lived experience. I asked Subha about growing up between two cultures.
I was born and raised in Toronto, but you know, I came from a fairly strict South Indian traditional background because that's how my parents grew up. I remember distinct things like I started off having a little bit of an accent because our mother tongue is a language called Telugu. So I would roll my R's the way Indians tend to do. And I remember actually practicing when I was two the alphabet, and every time I would get to R, I would practice it the Canadian way.
So that experience means that auto rickshaw's music is actually pronounces its authentic Indian sounds also in a very Canadian way. It's not contrived. It's all cut and pasted, a little Indian music here, a little jazz or funk here. Subha actually put it in context for me.
Fast forward to the present day, and with my music, I want to, first of all, carry the torch of my father's, where I can use a lot of what he's taught me and put it in a modern-day context, so that it's accessible to the people after me who have been born and raised in Toronto who are going through some of those similar experiences, adapting to this culture while still having ties to their roots, but, you know, making music in a way that is sensitive to the traditions, all the traditions that we're borrowing from.
So people not only in Canada but all over the world are starting to take notice of the sophistication of this type of Canadian musical hybrid.
So where has auto rickshaw been making new fans?
Well, after getting all the recognition in Canada, some awards, etc., they've taken their show, well, it's been a while now, a few years, first on the road outside Canada in the States, and then to just in the last year to the Stockholm Jazz Festival in Sweden and a big tour of India. I asked Subha about people's reactions when they went to India.
people would look at me and they would say, oh, how wonderful that you're embracing your roots in a way that makes sense to you and your upbringing in Toronto, to make music that's really meaningful fusion. Those were the words that actually came out of people's mouths.
So here you go. Maybe in India, people will be inspired to make some new fusions from Otto Rich's music. And they've not only been playing Canadian cultural ambassadors, they're also music educators that do things in schools, lectures, workshops, etc. I asked Suba to try and just put their musical philosophy in a nutshell.
We want to be making music that remains meaningful to us and is clearly meaningful to our audiences, but still embracing various cultures, and hopefully pushing the envelope in terms of teaching people what's going on, connecting the cultural dots, as I like to say, because there are so many similarities between different musical cultures.
So what better way, Mark, to bridge Canada's myriad cultures than through music?
All right. You have, of course, in that sack that you brought down the chimney there,
you
have
pull it
one
out.
Of the records. And
as
mentioned, our steam-powered CD player is out for a little bit of repair, but we do have the backup crank-up one. So that's that's on the platter there now. Well, what are we going to listen to?
Okay. This is from their new album, So the Journey Goes, and you can get more information about them at www.autorickshaw.ca, and this is Surya.
All right.
The Journey Goes.
Thank you very much, Antoine, and we'll see you next week.